It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Oh, Kelly Clarkson. She is killing it on her new talk show. And she sat down and talked with none other than Miss Trisha Yearwood about almost tinkling her pants when Trisha's man, none other than Garth Brooks, came in during their recording session.
And I got in the studio and I'll tell you, I've never been more nervous about sounding good because I was like, you're there already. That was nerve-wracking enough. And then your husband, who's, you know, Garth freaking Brooks, walks in and he's like, and literally he was producing me. I was peeing my pants. I was like, this is the worst. But anyway,
I was trolling my session to try to get you to work with him. That's totally what he was doing.
That'd be so intimidating, though, because he is like the OG of country. I mean, Garth Brooks, Kelly grew up with him. Very cool. And I've met both Garth and Trisha, and they are the real deal. The sweetest people you'll ever, ever meet.
What does Garth smell like? That's what I want to know.
He's so good. You know, they wear sweats, like sweatshirts and jeans backstage, and they don't just like take a picture, move on, take a picture. They sit and talk with their fans for like 10, 15 minutes all the time they have. They're just so cool.
That's awesome.
Miss Yearwood, she can cook for sure. Well, Gwen Stefani says she didn't even know Blake Shelton existed before The Voice.
Now it's normal because it's like we're together and it's kind of like I've learned about country and I've accepted that he's a true hillbilly and all those things, but I didn't even know he existed like before the show.
Funny?
Like I didn't even know that he was a human being on this planet and I didn't know much about country. He is literally a country jukebox. He knows every single song forever. He's incredible like that.
Aw, I'm waiting for them to get married.
I just don't know how, as a musician, you don't know somebody, though. Really? I feel, you know what I mean? Like, is that possible?
Oh, absolutely. Because, like, if you're not in the country world, I bet I could name a million country artists. Like, not A, but, like, B or C that are kind of new on the scene. And maybe some people in the studio would have no idea who they are.
That's interesting, though. Because maybe she's like, oh, my, like, if she knew him beforehand, she may not have been interested.
Yeah. Oh, they're such a unique but cool couple. I love them together.
Opposites definitely attract.
That is very true. Now, she is back for the 17th season of The Voice, replacing the bromance he has with Adam Levine. I'm sure he's happy, though. His lady is there. Very cool. Moving on to Lil Nas X, he sat down with Ellen talking about opening up about and admitting that he's gay.
It was something that I should have been done, but I was like, I was not in a position where I had to worry about like family and friends, like how they would react, I guess. In the past year, like I'm in a new level, so it's like it doesn't really matter, I guess. And also just how it would be good for the youngins who are listening to me right now,
yep,
who gonna have to go through stuff like this in the future,
right,
to know like it's all right, I guess.
Aw, that's so cool. He was just saying he was open about his sexuality and that it's helped many and that now he's proud that he can just be himself. So I think that's very cool and obviously he's having huge success. Well, Oprah's doctor was scared he would be the doctor that was responsible for Oprah's death.
He called me every day to make sure I was using the inhaler and taking the right antibiotics. And when I walked in and I was better, he thanked me three times for getting better and said, can I have a hug? And I could tell that he was like, not on my watch is this gonna happen.
Yeah, yeah.
So she was basically on antibiotics for weeks that weren't working. She had to go see a lung specialist. Oprah was really down and out. She had pneumonia.
Jeez.
And her doctor was like, you need to cancel everything. Do not fly. This is very serious. And he was just scared that he would be the doctor responsible for the big O going down.
And you know what? If you are the doctor responsible for that, people will never forgive you, even if it's not your fault.
Exactly.
It's just like, well, you were in charge of Oprah. How'd you let Oprah get sick?
A national treasure, happy to report. Miss O is back and better than ever.
Mackenzie with the garbage this morning here on Joe in the Radio Now Morning Show. Whenever there is a dumb internet debate, you know you can find us right in the middle of it. I mean, honestly, that's pretty much all that we do here.
Yes.
All right. Today, we're talking all about that candy. You want to get a little sneak peek, maybe cast your vote? Hop into our Facebook page. If you're in Indy, just search for Radio Now 100.9. If you're in Houston, just search for Radio Now Houston. That's coming up next here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.